The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
Kid of the Week. If you know a kid doing it, getting it done. We need more positive news about kids. And we'd love to hear from you. Go to WGNradio.com/contest. Submit an entry for a kid between 5 and 18 that you think ought to be Kid of the Week. And we announce the winner every week, every Tuesday morning at this time. And in December, we choose a Kid of the Year from all of the 2016 Kid of the Week winners for 5,000 big ones. Go online to WGNradio.com/contest to submit your entry. All right, 6:39, and standing by on the phone is Reese. Before I get to Reese, let me get to Reese's story. There's an individual who works for South Elgin Parks and Creation for like 20 years. One of the projects this person worked hard for was the development of an inclusive playground and providing an atmosphere where kids with special needs could play and not be subject to any sort of issues, other than what they deal with every day. This person now works for Carroll Stream Park District, but out in South Elgin, they raise funds for the project. And obviously, anytime you're doing something like that, where you're raising money for a park or whatever the case may be, you need community help. So one day, as this individual came home from a day at work and a lot of meetings, pulled down the street, and there was Reese with a lemonade stand. I assume you guys have all seen lemonade stands. They're up again for the year.
I love lemonade stands.
It's tough to drive by one, man. There's been a couple times this year. I'm a soft touch anyway for this stuff. But there's a couple times where you're late for something. Yeah, I have been.
You have to stop.
And I couldn't. There were a couple kids. I just threw a 20 out the window. But you got to make sure you get it, you know, into their lemonade stand and not on the street. But kids popping up with their lemonade stands everywhere. So if you can stop and, you know, overpay. So anyway, Reese has a lemonade stand, right? And this individual pulls down the street and Reese is there and the person buys some lemonade and asks Reese what the money was going for. And her response was, well, to your park, Mr. Jim.
Oh.
Come on.
That's cool.
So Reese, by the way, raised $72.35 to help the park, which is pretty cool. Good morning, Reese. How are you?
Good.
How old are you now?
10 and a half.
Oh, so we're probably talking about when you were little.
It was probably like 3 years ago. Yeah, 3 years ago.
Yeah, I mean 3 years ago. That's ancient history, isn't it? So 10 and a half, what is that, fourth grade? Fifth grade.
Fifth grade.
And you're going into sixth grade?
Fifth.
Oh, you're going into fifth. Okay, I got it. What's your big plan for the summer? Are you going to do anything fun? Who's feeding you answers? Reese, you can talk to me. Tell your writer to hold on. You just talk to me. So what do you do? What are you doing this summer?
Right now I'm in South Dakota, in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
And you're in Sioux Falls, South Dakota because you got lost coming home, or what's going on?
We're on vacation.
Oh, okay. Well, who do you know in South Dakota? You got family there, I guess, probably, right?
No, with none of my friend's family.
Oh. Probably Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
But they're going to take a look at that.
Are you going to Mount Rushmore?
Yes.
Do you know whose faces are on Mount Rushmore? Because I'll tell you, so you'll be a big shot. You'll know, and you can tell the other people when you're there. You got your Teddy Roosevelt. Does this person go to school with you and feed you the answers as well?
That's my sister. That's two of my sisters.
All right, sisters, calm down for a second. So you got FDR, you got Teddy Roosevelt, you got who else?
George Washington.
And?
Teddy Roosevelt. No.
Judge Judy.
No.
Judge Judy.
Don't tell her that. Yeah, tell Judge her Judy. Tell her the former governor of the state of Illinois.
Rod Blagojevich.
No, Rod Blagojevich is not on Mount Rushmore. Dear God. Unless they're going to see for it.
Reese, that's a cool story about the lemonade stand. $72. Nicely done by you. Did your sisters help you?
No. Yes.
I don't know why. I don't know why they wouldn't. They help you with everything else. And are they older sisters or younger sisters?
Two younger and one older.
Four girls. What a bunch of knuckleheads you guys must be. So
tell me about it, Steve.
Poor dad.
That's Dad, who hasn't used an indoor bathroom since all four girls were born.
Right. Wait till they start dating, Dad.
Oh, now you're going to kill the poor
Sorry.
Man. Stop it. So, Reese, I don't know if I asked you this. What do you want to be when you grow up?
A teacher.
What are you going to teach?
Fourth or fifth grade.
Also, like the kids now, that what you know, you're going to teach fourth or fifth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's the best thing about being 10 years old?
I'm almost to middle school, so nice. I can be out of elementary school.
Right. Right. You're moving on. Obviously, you're moving on. Well, listen, I like talking to you and your sisters. You want to name them since they were on the show with you?
Kennedy is in going into third grade.
Uh-huh.
And then the youngest is Riley, and she's going to second grade.
Uh-huh.
And the oldest is Delaney. She's going into eighth grade.
Hey, Dad, those are great names.
Oh, thank you. It was my wife's idea.
Of course it was. Well, congratulations, Dad. You got a beautiful family, obviously. And Reese, you're a kick. I like having you on the show. Would you like some prizes for being a great kid?
Yes.
Will you promise to share them with your goofy sisters? Promise?
Maybe.
Promise?
Yes.
All right. I got a Lou Malnati's gift certificate for you. You get pizza for the family when you get back, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
okay, good. Also, I have an Apt gift card, so you can get a new pair of headphones or something from Apt. That's ABT.com. Or you can get some for your dad, because he seems like a nice guy.
That sounds like a good idea, Steve. Yeah.
No, she's going to get something for herself.
Yeah, you could do that. And also,
she
had a great laugh. Sounds like a bottle that laugh. And a family pack of four tickets, Dad, to Lyle's Eyes in the Skies Festival for the big balloon fest. We're going to be out there for one of our Hometown Voices tours. You can take the family out there. All right, hold on, you people. We'll come back, 6:45. That's your kid of the week. That little kid giggle is the best.
Oh, she's awesome.
Just the best.